As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, Rodney Wan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for the call.
How you doing, Rodney?
Good. Busy weekend. So
I wonder why.
Well, lots of things going on, so we're still trying to battle working with the schools to try to keep them all working in the right direction. And, of course, our numbers continue to go up a little bit, so it's been quite a challenge the last couple of days at least.
So what do you expect to come out of Clinton Central? Do you basically just expect it to be, once they find out where everybody, you know, was in contact with these people, you know, think they'll be pretty much okay? Or what are you thinking? I know they don't know, but...
Well, in all cases for the schools, they have plans that they're going by, and we discuss many options during those plans. So in this case, you know, they're going to do all the close contact tracing that's necessary to be able to make sure folks are aware and that they're probably staying at home and that they're, you know, looking to see if they're going to get signs or symptoms of the illness. What the schools are finding out in some cases, if it's an older child, the ring of contacts gets rather large rather quickly. So, and we've been working with each superintendent and school principal hand in hand to try to help, you know, work with determining how best to handle those numbers right now. So, but it's been a bumpy first week or two, I believe, to say the least. So,
what's been your thoughts on the way schools are going about this so far? Are you happy?
Yeah. Okay. Well, again, they wrote a great plan, but as the gentleman that we hear on TV saying, this is a big experiment we're all doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, across the country. We're not sure what's going to happen. We need to put our best plan in place and then try to adjust accordingly. And again, you know, each and every one of those superintendents is doing that right now. They're, you know, in constant contact with either the health department, the health officer, or the nurse to try to determine, you know, what's the best thing to do next on some of these cases. So we're all learning as we go, and we're trying to compact the delay in reporting by getting with each other right away to get the word out to families who have been, you know, have a close contact. So, and that's been a challenge. You know, one of the reasons is because we're talking children, and parents are needing to call the State Department of Health or the school and let them know immediately if they have a child who's tested positive, because mm-hmm. it's someone under the age of 18. That information needs to come through the parents. So we're very much dependent on those parents reporting out on a timely basis so that we can get, you know, the close contact tracing going.
Also, you had a couple of, I would guess, not favorable milestones last week. You had two more deaths, and we got six now.
Yes.
And you've topped 500 cases or positive cases now.
Yes, unfortunately, I said, you know, Black, I think the last time we were on the phone together that we were headed towards 500, and that's not a good milestone, and neither are the six deaths. We still, as a community, can, you know, stop the spread of this and start practicing the behaviors that will make the numbers go the other way. But right now, you know, we're still seeing those numbers climb. I think we had another 10 just a couple days ago, and over the last 4 days, we've added about 23 new cases. So now if those folks are doing the right thing and they're going home and staying home, then we still have a good chance to, you know, slow these numbers down. But that's the key, is whether they're doing what they need to be doing or whether they're going about their business and spreading it. So
are you still testing at the church through the end of the month, right?
Yes, actually through the end of this week.
Okay.
Because the end of the month is a Monday, and
right.
By Monday we should, what we intend to do is be out at the fairground building once again
at the Ever Jones.
Yes.
Okay.
So
gonna keep same hours.
Yes, same hours for the moment. We will be switching over to a state grant rather than the Optum services, and the hours may change then because the grant's much more limited than what the Optum contract that the state had.
Okay.
So, but we will still have Monday through Friday hours, most likely in the afternoons into the evening, They seem to be the hours that are most workable for people who are actually got to go back to work and have a job right now. So,
Rodney, why are the numbers going up in Clinton County? And are they? Is it just because people aren't wearing their masks? Because I see just a ton of people without masks, and I know that not each of them have a breathing disorder or something. They're just they're out there saying, "Hey, you can't tell me to wear a mask. That government can't tell me what to do." Well, we see our numbers keeping on climbing. Is it because of a handful of people, or a lot of people in Clinton County, frankly?
Well, and yes, I think it's because of the lack of wearing masks. From the national level, you hear folks say it just takes 10% of folks not wearing masks to mess the thing up for the rest of the folks because they're the ones that are out spreading. Right now we're way above that. We're probably more around 40% or more folks not wearing masks. And they put at risk other situations, as we discussed last time we were talking, the nursing homes. You know, those folks' staff live out in our community, and then, they're trying to stay safe themselves, but the more of it that's out in the community puts all of those staff members at risk who now then have to go back into these facilities and work. Same's true of EMS and the hospital and our firefighters. Everyone that protects us is at risk more when it's higher counts of folks in the community that have it right now. And
what?
It boils back down to the mask. So.
I just know it may, you don't want to get into the whole shaming, but it makes me mad sometimes when I see people without it. And I'm surprised we haven't had more fights at like Family Express, a Wesley Manor employee is, like you said, trying to do the right thing. And, she stops on her way home after she gets off work for gas and she goes into pay. She's wearing her mask and there's five people not.
Yep.
I'd get pretty worked up too.
I think as a community, you're right that some of that answer has to come from that community of all of us trying to, without causing a fight, trying to make it clear to folks that, it's not acceptable to be out without a mask when we're all trying to protect everyone right now. And if you choose to not wear the mask, then you should stay home then.
So, yes.
You're right. We hope it doesn't come to blows because at this point that only, magnifies situations. But there are a lot of folks out there that you can get frustrated at rather quickly for their lack of civic responsibility right now.
Amen. Yep. I know you're keeping track of the other schools. It wouldn't be without we should prepare ourselves for the other schools in the county maybe having to do the same thing that Clinton Central, because that 20 to 25% threshold is pretty low, pretty easy to reach, isn't it?
Yes, and we're working with each of them are having their own episodes right now, and each have their own sizes that they have to deal with as far as their percentages are different. So, but I would suspect throughout the semester we're going to see different phases of this going on, because until we all learn how to best contain and deal with it, and that indeed the masks work, we're going to continue to see these little outbreaks and numbers ticking up on one school then another, But definitely a challenge. Definitely, everyone's doing a good job of trying to meet that challenge, but it is an experiment. It is something we're not sure what all the answers are going to be yet, but we're trying our very best to keep the children safe in the meantime. And everyone has plans to go back, at the worst case scenario, to back where we were in March. So I know each and every one of them discussed that would be, your Alamo, your safe fallback.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
Well, Rodney, we appreciate your time this morning, as always, sir.
Gentlemen, have a great day, and thank you for giving us the opportunity.
No problem. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Rodney Wan with our Leading with 2020 Vision with WILO and the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce.